Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to What's Next. In today's episode, Lara and I will be delving into what's next for mind, body, and spiritual health through a beautiful retreat we went to recently called Balingdon Hall.
So as Lara mentioned, we went to Balingdon Hall, and I think the only way to really explain it is for someone to go there. But since you're not there right now, I want to say for me, it was walking into a really safe space. That's probably the best way to explain it. It's beautiful, beautiful large house with beautiful garden on big grounds, and there was a tranquility as you walked in that I hadn't really felt in quite a long time. And that may be because we live a fairly crazy life in London, or it may be because it was just a really nice atmosphere. Both Lara and I had profound experiences there, and actually it started off fairly quick. So we arrived and immediately started going into what I would call a group session. And I don't know about you, Lara, I've been to quite a few group sessions in my life, and I've been to quite a few of these, and I wouldn't call myself a veteran of it, but I have over the years done a lot of retreats, and I've always gotten something out of it. But I have never really done one in the UK. And so it was coming, kind of driving out of London, out of the madness, into this beautiful place, and straight away going into a tent that was outside on the grass. And there were blankets there, and everyone was really friendly. And we went into a session straight away. I'm going to actually speak about myself first and what my experience was. I am currently in a little bit of a, I would say, sensitive place in my life. So I probably had a little bit of a protective armor on, which immediately was just kind of taken away because it was a very tranquil and very safe space. And it just seemed like we started off with a meditation, and I do meditate every day. We talk about this a lot on the show. We talk about this a lot in our private life. I do something called transcendental meditation, or TM, which I was taught about, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago by the David Lynch Foundation. And that's kind of the only meditation I know. And they led us into a meditation immediately, and I just relaxed, and I just felt like I'd arrived. That was my very first impression. What was yours?
Very similar, but also a little bit different, because this was actually my first time at a retreat like this, and my first time doing any type of alternative therapy. So it was really, really interesting. And I think at first it was understanding the language that was used, because I do think that's a huge part of any of these retreats, which I've been slightly privy to, because my mum's a lovely therapist, and she does actually talk to about different types of therapy to me all the time. But it's, I guess, different when it's not coming from your mum. But yeah, it was great. It took me a moment to get into it, though. I think with the first meditation, the woman actually was like, asked whether I got fully into it, because I was a bit fidgety, and I do find it quite difficult to meditate. But as the day went on, I got into it more, and I think there was enough space to find what types of therapy works for you. So just so that our listeners can know, we went through maybe four different types of healing in the day. We went through color therapy. Laura did Reiki. I did crystal healing. We had a lovely lady called the White Witch. We had all different types of, I guess, getting in tune with your energy. And I think that even just taking the time to think about where your body and mind space is something that I haven't done in a while. I don't know about you.
Not to that degree, no. I think I've been in a bit of a fight or flight mode for the past month or so. So it's just been kind of, yeah. So no, I haven't really been in tune with my body. I mean, I do go to the gym a lot and I do work out. So I do take that time for myself and I turn my phone off and I do meditate. So, but that is just really, that is fight or flight for me, because that is necessary for me in order to survive and in order for me to, or not to survive, to thrive rather. So I think what really moved me was, first of all, the kindness that to preface this, a wonderful woman called Leslie Reynolds actually owns the place.
Yes.
And Leslie invited us. And there's something so profound being someone's house, someone's home, that they're willing to open this home for you, because it was very homey and there was everything seemed very, very, it was like being at someone's home that just has a good energy. And sorry, what was your question? I'm just talking. I'm actually just...
No, that's fine. My question was about whether you take the time for yourself normally to reflect. But I'm going to move on to a bit more of a poignant question anyway, because I wanted to know for you, what was the high point of the day and what was your low point of the day? And this doesn't have to be in that anything that they did made you feel bad, but what made you in touch, I guess, with the really happy feelings and what made you in touch with your less happy feelings from the day?
So I think I was happiest in the very beginning when I just thought, okay, this is a safe space. I can relax. I can meditate. I'm just going to go with it. The color therapy was interesting to me because it's something I'd never done before. It was extremely profound for me when we did something that I can only describe as letting go. We took this beautiful walk into the forest and we arrived at this, I want to say, pond. And as we arrived at the pond, the sun came up, because it was sort of a typical English day where it was sunny and rainy, and the sun came up and we all had I actually get teary when I talk about it, because it was really so beautiful. We all had a couple of roses and we threw them into the pond, and it was in order to let go of something. And that just, you know, for me, I don't have to cry in order to feel something. I think that's the same way as an actor. It doesn't impress me when the tears come. That's not what it's about. But to be able to actually cry in a safe space is really, really freeing, and without being embarrassed about it. And it was, I found that part hard, I will be honest, because it is uncomfortable to sit with your feelings or to stay with your feelings rather than just to check your phone really quickly or to eat or something else. And there we just had to stand in front of the pond and see these flowers sort of integrate into the water and actually sit with the feeling of letting go of what each individual of us needed to let go. So I would say it was a high point, it was also a low point, because it was uncomfortable for me. But of course, like all things, once it's over, there's a certain freedom that you feel that is just so beautiful and so freeing. So that was profound. It was nice in the very end. I met a wonderful lady, Deborah Free Spirit, and she took me upstairs for a Reiki session. And I hadn't had Reiki in about 6 months. I'd only actually discovered it this year. I'd never had it before. I discovered it in the UAE, and I love it. I'm a huge, huge fan of it. I haven't had it in the UK. And she did Reiki on me, and there was a lot of dark energy that she took away. And She was a really, really wonderful woman, and it just rounded up the day for me. And I think if I hadn't had that at the very end, I would have been probably left with something that needed to close, because that closed, it was almost like a journey that beautifully ended for me. Mm. Apart from the fact that we then had a really scrumptious dinner.
it was a delicious dinner.
And so, yeah, that was really my experience of high and low point. What was it for you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think similar to you, in these moments, the highs and lows are kind of integrated, aren't they? Because a lot of release work is done. I found really interesting the color therapy. We had color therapy with a magnificent guy called Mark Wentworth. And he talks about the different energies that each colors have. And he did an example to us where he got seven silks, all feeling the same, that were in different colors. And he got everyone to close their eyes, and he'll put the silk in your hand, and you'd be able to tell what color it was. And it was so interesting to me, because I often close my eyes when I speak, but I can still kind of see a little bit, or I won't look at someone. So I really felt like I understood a little bit more about different energies and sources of energy.
I wanted to say to that you and I, we've done this podcast now for 2 years, and we've been friends for more than that, 10 years. I have never, I know you close your eyes when you talk. It's actually, and I've obviously noticed it, never ever bothered me, but I've never asked you why, because I thought there would be a time when you would tell me why you do that.
I don't notice it.
And I completely notice it. And I think...
That's so funny.
I really did. No, it is something that I've noticed for over years. And I thought it's like I have certain tics, and I think you probably see them, but you just let me live,
we just let each other be each other.
And I had noticed it a lot over the years that you do that. I just never questioned it, because A, it doesn't bother me at all. And B, I just thought, you know, it's... The best way to explain it is, I'm missing a few eyelashes at the moment, right? I'm having a little bit of alopecia on my eyelashes. And people constantly go, you're missing an eyelash. And it's like, no, I know, you know?
I know.
So I just feel like sometimes it's just...
It's
pointing out.
I completely get that. But do you know what's so funny? People tell me all the time, and I, honest to God, will not be able to tell. Like when my eyes are closed sometimes, I don't know, because I still kind of see a bit.
Well,
it's a really odd
thing.
It's
something I have noticed, but it's something that I find it's beautiful. It's part of who you are. And I would be really annoyed if anyone, I'd be really angry.
It doesn't bother me. But do you know what's funny? I think sometimes people take not having eye contact as either being mistruthful or saying something that, you know, they shouldn't or something like that. There is, I guess, those studies around visual cues. So then sometimes someone will be like, well, why aren't you looking in my eye? I was like, oh, I didn't even realize I wasn't. So that's that side of it. So I found...
That's a whole nother episode we should do about it, just to let people be who they are, or,
do you know,
the individuality.
I think it's so interesting, and we can even speak a bit about this on what we consider in visual cues and truthfulness.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what you said before, where you're like, for you, crying doesn't necessarily mean emotion, but in the sector that you said in your safe space, that was emotive to you. But the visual of crying doesn't necessarily mean that. And I think that all of us perceive certain ways that people conduct themselves as meaning different types of things.
Yeah, I think you can suffer tremendously without having the tears come out.
Yeah.
If you're fortunate enough that you're that kind of person that can just howl and cry it out loud, then that's great.
Mm.
But not everyone has that. And I think that sometimes gets perceived as also maybe being cold, you know? And that is so untrue, because I know a lot of people who have really, really hard times and who don't cry because it's not in their, that's just not what they do.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean they suffer any less.
100%. And it's interesting because also different cultures have completely different visual cues of what is respectful, what is experiencing sadness, what is experiencing emotions. Interestingly, in the Aboriginal community, Tumbler, that I used to go to a lot in Australia, in their culture, you don't look the elders in the eye because it's a sign of respect not to do that. But in Western culture, it's if you don't look your elder or your person in the eye, you're being rude. So that's a whole nother kind of dynamic that is interesting always to look at.
Yeah, I agree with you. Same growing up in Germany. I mean, there's probably this idea that Germans don't cry or they're crying.
Yeah, there is. There is.
But that's really, I mean, I'm definitely a crier. So I definitely, also in my household, that was definitely not an issue.
Can I just say Germans are naked all the time and they don't cry?
I mean, yes, we were naked a lot in my household. There was a lot. We always walked around naked. Did you guys walk around naked? Yeah, you did.
No, I did.
Did you?
But I have to say, growing up, I looked... I mean, I still do. But growing up, I looked like a little boy. I was just a skinny little runt of a thing. And actually, funnily enough, I saw this video not that long ago of when we were little. And I was like to my mom, who's that boy in the background? And my mom's like, "La, that was you." I had short hair. I had no boobies. And I had my little ribs out.
I'd just
run around naked.
So I definitely did not. So I didn't actually have any hair on my head until I was, I think, about 2 years old.
Same.
Really?
I was bald.
We're so similar. It's so weird. And yeah, I was naked all the time as well. So I guess here we are, you know. We're not naked now, by the way, as we're recording this. Anyway, back to Bellingdon Hall. And,
yeah.
We're quite fortunate. We've had some interviews with a couple of people that really inspired us. Do you want to go out and get a little bit into who we were speaking to?
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, we have the lovely Leslie Reynolds. As we said before, she is the owner of this beautiful, beautiful place. It's tranquil, and also she makes you feel at home there from start to finish. From welcoming us to a gorgeous breakfast. Just everything about her hospitality makes this place. So let's throw it over to Leslie and put in her own words how she came about the gorgeous Bellingdon Hall.
Hi, Laura and Lara. Thank you for having me on your show today. And I'd just like to say to you that it was so lovely having you both at our first Bellingdon Hall Wellness Retreat last week. And I really hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. It's something that's always been a dream of mine since we started our clinic in Harley Street in 2006, when my husband, Dr. Armour Khan, and I decided that actually we're going to have a big aesthetics clinic, we're going to treat people from all over the world, and we're going to open lots of clinics. Well, as we started and we opened our first clinic and our second one, we started to really realise that it's not just about aesthetics, it's not about people just looking good, it's actually about your mind, body and soul. And so for some years we've been looking for a property that we could actually offer a retreat where people could come and they could wind down, they could get in touch with themselves again. And during the pandemic we really realised that now was the time to do it. We spoke to so many people during that time on WhatsApp about how they felt, people that were doing lots of Zoom meetings that were worried about the way they looked. And what we really realised was that deep down, it wasn't just about the way you look. It's actually these people were very stressed, very lonely, very worried. They were having lots of different problems, you know, problems with family, financial difficulties, worried about their jobs or losing their jobs. And we decided now is the time that we've got to start this retreat. We've got to actually start to try and help people to feel better in themselves, because that's the key to everything. It doesn't matter how much money that you earn, if you're not feeling great or you've got a terrible sadness inside you or you're trying to move on from a situation, that's really the most important thing that we could do. So eventually we did find the lovely Bellingdon Hall. We felt it was a perfect place for retreats. It's 1593 it was built, so it's got lots of atmosphere. It's cosy. It almost wraps its arms around you. What we found was that once we actually moved in, we didn't really want to leave it, although we have to, because we do have to come up to London to work as well. And it's a place that you just want to get back to. The grounds are very magical. There's 21 acres there. And we've started our own bees now. We've got 3 beehives. So hopefully we'll be collecting our honey next year. We're expanding very gently with the bees to make sure that they're well established. We've got a big vegetable garden that I don't think you saw when you were there, and that's expanding. So our aim is that we will have all our own fresh fruit and veg. And we've got some chickens coming as well, so the eggs will all be ours too. The grounds are absolutely magical, and when you walk through them, you start to realise a lot of things. Your mind clears, you can meditate through them. There are lots of different areas. I don't know if you went into the woodland, but the woodland area is just wonderful to sit. I sometimes just go and sit and I don't really think about anything, and then I find that suddenly I am thinking about all the things I really want to do. So I feel that it feeds me, it feeds my mind and my soul. So I think this is for everybody else. It's exactly the same. And of course, we had our wonderful team there. We had Lee Weiberg, who's an incredible man and has helped many, many people throughout the years. He's helped me a lot as well through difficult times in my life. And I wanted people to experience some of the therapies that he did. And his team are wonderful too. So the colour therapy I found very interesting, along with the art therapy. And the regression I found was incredible for me. And I'm sure you would have met Sharon as well. She's a medium who I think helps people a lot, because people that have had someone who's passed, I suppose what she does really is helps them in a counselling way. But she seems to have just an intuitive way of knowing how you feel and what you need at the time. And then I'm sure you'd have met Deborah too, who's an incredible healer. Her Reiki is fantastic. And I experienced some Reiki from her and I felt I was skipping around for the rest of the day. And then we had the lovely Carly, who is all into medicinal herbs and plants, which is another thing that we are doing at Ballington. We're developing a medicinal garden, and that's in its very early stages. And we're hoping that by next spring, all the plants will have been planted, and then we should see a huge amount of growth next year. So they're things that we've got for you to look forward to next time you come, and I hope we see you very, very soon. And it was just lovely, lovely seeing you both, and lovely to see your lovely smiling faces. Hope to see you soon. Bye. Oh, and the other thing I meant to speak to you about was that we're also starting our bioidentical hormone clinic there. And we feel that that's a really important thing as well, because so many people are taking a lot of medication now. And we are seeing that is really affecting people. And not only themselves, the way they feel, it's affecting their skin too. So we're really heading for everything to be as natural as possible.
Thank you so much. That was so lovely of Leslie actually to come on and just give us her background. And I have to say, it was a real, real honor meeting Leslie in person. And hopefully, and we will meet again very soon. We also had the lovely Jane Brent, who actually organized this retreat for Lara and I very kindly. And Jane is, I would say, I mean, from being a talent agent for a long, long time, to working in the entertainment industry, to just being an all-around
Jack of all trades.
But it could be Jane of all trades,
yes,
isn't it? Jane of all trades. And we have her come on as well. So here's Jane Brent.
Hi, Lara. Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. As you have just heard, my name's Jane Brent and I run a celebrity management company called JJB Celebrity Management, and I have done for about 28 years. As you can hear from my accent, I am from Lancashire, born and bred on Blackpool Promenade. My father ran markets on the promenade. He was a bit of a showman, and we spent a lot of time with the stars that used to perform on the piers. That's where my love of the entertainment industry has come from. I have been married a few times. I've got a few children. I moved to London in the 90s, started working for a company called Ellie J, which was amazing. And from then I set up my entertainment company, and I've had the great privilege of working with lots of well-known household names and celebrities. Apologies if you can hear some scratching in the background. That is my son's pocket bulldog, Cardi B. That's a bit embarrassing when I'm shouting that in the park, but she is beautiful and I'm dog sitting at the moment. So apologies for the scratching. Anyway, back to my story. Yes, I had the privilege of working with lots of celebrities over the years who have become my friends. I've done a lot of work for charity. I have worked in every genre of the entertainment business. So I've agented books, TV ad campaigns, film, TV, anything you can think of, really. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. But in the process, I have neglected myself to the point where I put everybody first, my clients, my business, my kids, everything, and kind of neglected myself. So during lockdown, I had to have a real hard look at what life I've got left and how I'm going to live it. I don't have a partner. I live alone. I'm married to my business. But I wanted to do something. I felt quite lonely during lockdown. Obviously, families couldn't mingle, so I was here on my own. Had a lot of time to reflect on where I was going with the rest of my life. And I've always and started off in charity work. So I just thought about all the single women in all the towns and villages around the country being alone in lockdown and having to keep themselves motivated. And it's really difficult if you don't have a really strong friendship pool, which I don't, because I never kind of really developed that side of my life because I was working so much. So that's where my new company was conceived and born, the Fabulous Me Company, which is a charity advice and expert website. It's interactive. We are selling some gorgeous products on there to fund the actual work that we do. A lot of my clients are experts on the website. So if you go on the website, you can look for celebrity and expert advice. I've got Dr. Khan and Leslie Reynolds, who run a fantastic clinic in Harley Street, on there. So if any ladies out there are worried about their looks and they want some Botox or some cosmetic surgery, they can email the link on the website and we can get them some advice. We have Laura Asprey, who is a relationship expert, so can help any ladies having problems with marriages or relationships or children. We've got Carol Malone, who is our agony aunt, the absolutely glorious Carol Malone. I adore her. She takes no prisoners and she tells it like it is. And she is our agony aunt. I am so excited about that. We've got the most loveliest, beautiful person in soul, Nancy Sorrell, who is our ambassador for fashion and beauty. So they're ready to give any ladies out there advice. And we have Nikki Ead, who is a PR guru, which supports lots of charities, who's an ambassador for our charity page. We've got lots and lots of other people that are coming on board. Nancy's got a lovely little collection of makeup on there to sell. And everything that we do sell, a large portion of that money goes right back in to the Fabulous Me Company to support our new YouTube channel, which we will start filming soon, and the podcast, which we're going to be doing. So this little chat with you is really nice because I get used to talking on a microphone, which is very strange for me because I am normally behind the camera shouting at everybody to get a move on and organizing photo shoots and filming, etc. So that's a little bit about me. Well, Cardi B is finally gone to sleep, so no more scratching. Thank you so much for letting me come on the show and tell you a little bit about my new company, the Fabulous Me Company, and a little bit about my story. I hope all the ladies listening will go on to www.thefabulousmecompany.co.uk. You can register your details there. You can become a fabulous follower. You can even get together some friends and family, start a group to raise money for some events. You can have walking groups, you can have wine evenings, book evenings, Prosecco nights, beauty nights, anything you want to do and support the Fabulous Me Company. Our fabulous followers will be coming on our YouTube channel and also taking part in our podcast as well. So I hope to see you all very soon.
Thank you so much, Jane. That was fantastic to hear from you. Next up, we have the wonderful Naomi Ixted. She was a fellow guest on the retreat and she's just having a little chat about her experience because it's interesting how everyone not only had an amazing experience there, had a different experience, and it was so great to go through that with so many different types of people. So Naomi, take it away.
Hey guys, so I've just come back from Lee Wellness put on a spiritual retreat at Ballingdon Hall. And to be honest, I've never taken that time for myself. As a very motivated working mum that juggles a media world and being an entrepreneur, having any downtime is impossible. And even if I'm on holiday, I'm still creating content and shooting and filming normally and taking pictures. And this is the first time in years I have ever stopped for me. And it was absolute bliss. And I soaked it up in every way. And I genuinely feel detoxified in my mind, in my soul, and in my body. I feel blessed to have been part of such an incredible retreat. And I think actually everybody needs this in their life, even if they only can do it once a year. 48 hours of completely disconnecting is just absolutely essential for good mental health and positivity and mindset. And obviously all those things contribute to success. And success is what we all want in our lives. Success, positivity and health and wealth is what everybody needs and wants. So I think these wellness retreats are going to be a massive hit. This spiritual wellness retreat, it's very unique. I never get enough time to do multiple of these treatments. And I'm so interested, and I have been from the age of 16, in spiritual wellness. But I've never had an opportunity to have so many different teachings and lessons and classes and sessions in 48 hours. So I feel very blessed and thankful to the whole team at Ballingdon Hall and Lee Wellness for giving me the chance to reset my mind, body and soul. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Naomi, that was great to hear from you. Right, that is all the little mini interviews we did, but I did want to say if anyone does want to go up to Ballingdon Hall, it will be open to the public very shortly, and it's spelled Ballingdon Hall. You can look it up on Google and book your retreat or just day stay. I do think that you can also do healing and taking time for yourself at home. It doesn't have to be at a retreat. We all found different things that worked for us. I think for me, I want to try with you at home to do a little bit more meditation. I think the breathing really helped ground me and helped slow down my pace. That was one of the really big things that I took away from there. The pace in London, I don't realize how much it gets to me until I get away from it.
I completely agree. I think we live a very fast life, and just talking about grounding, just walking outside and having your feet on the grass, whether it's your own garden or just in a park, which there's plenty of in the UK, is a really, really nice exercise. I hope you guys got something out of today, and we will be linking up Ballingdon Hall, but we will also be linking up everyone that we met on this beautiful one-day journey at Ballingdon Hall in our Instagram and Twitter accounts, which is at Lara Pradelska, at L Pradelska, and at DJ Lara Fraser. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and make sure that you tune in next time. And if you like, rate us and let us know what you think.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.